Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Joust. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harry Malmberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Klaus moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klaus. The throw from House and he is safe. Klaus steals third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene moves to second. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joust is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joust hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg takes first base on ball 4. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Malmberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0 for 2 in the game. Juiced hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Malmberg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hurd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Faye Thronberry pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 4 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Thronberry moves to second. Al Aber now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Joe Coleman now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Carl Olson now playing left field. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jack Phillips. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.